Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarah. I just thought that I would use my audio boo to send out a message to people on here. I don't know how many, I don't have a lot of followers, but most of you are on my Facebook and Twitter, so if you're getting overload, I'm not intending that. But I just thought that I would update everybody on the situation with Pastor Saeed on Audio Boo, because I've been using my Facebook and my Twitter and my YouTube, actually, and I forgot that I actually have Audio Boo as another
YouTube service. Moody 460 has subscribed to you on YouTube.
Sorry about that. As another as another channel. So basically, this is an American Iranian American pastor that has been in prison because of his Christian faith. If you want more, twitter.com/BeccaJFan. I've got a lot of RTs. youtube.com/BeccaJFan. I made a video. I shared some links. If you're on my Facebook, you're probably seeing everything already. I'm not going to give out my Facebook because if I don't know you, I probably wouldn't add you. No offense, but I only have, like, certain people on my Facebook, but Twitter, you're welcome, YouTube, stuff like that. So anyway, he has a wife named Nagmeg and two children, toddlers, named Jacob and Rebecca. And he is in prison for his Christian faith, and they've had a bunch of Save Saeed stuff going on before, and I never really got involved, but it's gotten too critical. They transferred him to a Rosh Hashanah prison, which is basically where people are sent to disappear when they don't want you anymore and they can't find another way to kill you without facing international ramifications. They send you there and hope that the prisoners will kill you, because most of them are death row prisoners and they're for murder anyway, and then they can blame it on the prisoners. And he's in Ward 9 in a 10 by 10 cell with like five other murderers, people that were murderers, the drug rapists and drug addicts, murderers, whatever. And so it's gotten a lot more critical. So there are things going on in the Senate and the State Department. They're working on stuff. There's people around the world. ACLJ has been working. But it's gotten critical, and it's time to stop sitting on the sidelines and actually be the church and be the Christian body and be a voice and speak up for what we believe in. And I've been on the sidelines too, but it's time to get off. I'm starting to realize more and more that one person can make a difference. So if you need more information about Saeed Abedini, it is on the internet. But anyway, sign the petition, aclj.org. If you don't have computer access, go to call 877-989-2255. You can also go to Be Heard Project. I don't know the exact website. I think I just RT'd it from one of my Twitter friends. But they have the petition on there, too. So anyways, sign it. Be thankful for all that we have here. Be in prayer for this man and his family. That Christ would do good things. That Christ would be glorified. I mean, God would be glorified. People would come to Christ, and that he would be protected. That him and his family would have peace, and that God will be with them. God bless. Have a nice rest of your day, and do your part. Bye.
Save slash delete. Publish button. Time remaining. 1, 3. Time remaining. Publish button.
Hey guys, one more thing. I was going to say, this is America, and stuff like this should not happen in America, and also that we need to show Iran that you can't just disappear somebody like that. It's unacceptable. Have a good day.
Save, publish button.